You know, Coach, normally I would begin this thing off by saying how you doing. I think I know how you're doing today, so it's good to see you anyway.
Yeah, that's good to be back.
Good to be seen, I guess. That's it. I'm sure you haven't heard any of this stuff because you've been busy working on the next opponent, probably looking back at the film. So much, obviously, is being made of the last couple of minutes, so let's spend a few minutes and try to go over it. I heard your press conference last night. I heard your press conference earlier today. You've told us many times. We talked about this as recently as I believe the Atlanta game in the third quarter when you said you had a play that you thought was going to work. And you thought that was the factor, the number one factor for you. How much does the situation play into it after you've determined that you've got a play that will work? And what would be the difference of the 30-yard line versus giving them the ball back and maybe having them go 80 yards in that situation?
Well, I mean, basically it came down to, you know, if we had made that play, we would have been able to run out all or most of the clock. So, you know, we didn't need very much. Felt good about the play. And, you know, I mean, we've been on the other side of that one. I mean, that's basically where we were in the AFC Championship game. So, you know, it's done it both ways. And we tried to win the game on that play, and it didn't work out.
I guess the question I'm trying to ask is, how much do you take into consideration when you're sitting on the sidelines figuring this all out? You've told us the play is the number one priority. But how much do you take into consideration, because you've gone through this before with us, of playing out the rest of the game, and obviously you had to play this out, that you could give them the ball right there if you don't make it, or if you punt, they may have to go, who knows, 60, 70, 80 yards. How much did you play through all of that making that decision? How much does that play into it versus how big the play is?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that is the situation. I mean, it's fourth and two. If you make that play, then you can end the game versus giving them the ball back with time and timeouts and kind of letting them have control of the game. So that's what we elected to do.
How much was it the fatigue of the defense? It didn't seem to be able to stop them. I think they scored.
You know, it's just more a question of, you know, making one play to win versus giving them the ball in a two-minute situation and being on the other end of it.
Can you take us through as much of the sideline conversation before the fourth down as you can? Was it deciding on a play, or was it convincing this or that or whatever? What went on?
We had the play. We had the play, and that's what we wanted to do in that situation. We gave us, you know, we're spread out, gave us some options, and you know, Tom went to Kevin, you know, one of our best receivers, two of our best players, and yeah, I guess it was a couple inches short.
Was Moss supposed to bump the receiver? It looked like he was kind of cutting in front of him, and defensive back came.
No, it was a crossing route. Moss came inside, Falk went outside.
And they really jumped on that because he was right on coverage. Did you anticipate that type of coverage?
Oh, we figured it would be tight coverage. Yeah, sure. You know, third and short, fourth and short. Yeah, sure.
And they brought the house on that. How many did they blitz?
Well, we were in an empty backfield, so they brought six, and they covered our five with their five. But, that wasn't really an issue. I mean, the ball was going to come out quick. We knew we weren't going to be holding the ball on third and fourth and two.
How much did the fact that you had no timeouts play into it, and the fact that you had to take one with a change of possession and one there with the punt team out the field?
It didn't really have anything to do with it. I mean, at that point, we're ahead in the game. We weren't really thinking about saving our timeouts. We were trying to get a first down and basically run out the clock. So we were a lot more concerned with our execution and making sure that we had, you know, things as right as we could have them at that point in time. I mean, when you have a lead with 2 minutes to go, you're not really thinking about, you know, let's keep hold of our timeouts. That wasn't a big priority.
All right, when you give the ball over to the Colts and you're looking at it, now you've got no timeouts. Now they can control the clock. They were no huddling. They picked up the tempo. Now suddenly they're slowing everything down because they control the clock and they don't want to give you the ball back. Did you ever think about the possibility of allowing them to score at that point? Give them the lead?
No, not really. I think you make them earn the winning touchdown. You know, we were up there a few years ago and held them on the 1 yard line at the end of the game.
Willie McGinnis, right?
So,
is that the play?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, I think you make them earn that.
Do you punt that ball against a lesser quarterback and a lesser offense?
Well, I don't know. Steve, you know, you get one chance on those in a game, and that was the game yesterday, and that's what we did. So this is a different situation. It's a different team, different score. You know, I don't know.
So the fact that it was Peyton Manning and he just ripped off a couple of quick drives, that had to play into your thinking some, did it?
Well, I think, like I said, that I think the main thing was, you know, we had a fourth and two, yep, and we're playing well offensively. We got a lot of good options on the play, and we got a good quarterback. We got good receivers, and we protected them pretty well, and we thought we could pick it up.
Was that the first option, Falk?
Well, in that coverage, yeah.
If the stakes were higher, meaning if it were an AFC Championship game, and you're such a high-percentage person, Coach, would you have made the same call if it was the AFC title if that was on the line?
Well, again, Pete, the only thing I can answer is what happened yesterday. And so that was a situation. That's what we did.
Did you play the defense any differently when they got the ball in the 29? Did you put more pressure, or did you think about blitzing the heck out of them, make a mistake? Well,
no. Well, we tried to play our best. We tried to play our best calls, and you know, they hit Clark on the first play, which, you know, that one hurt us, and that got it close. And then you know, then they ran the ball, and so then it was a, you know, inside the five game. So you know, we certainly could have done a little better job, you know, defensively than what we did, but we didn't.
What was the coverage on Clark? Did they double up? He'd probably be the number one option in a lot of those situations.
We had over the top coverage on Clark and Wayne just about the whole game, or a good part of the game, I should say.
Getting back to the on the 28 yard line, I remember in the Atlanta game, it was the 24 yard line, I believe, when you did it in the Atlanta game. It was late in the third quarter. Is there ever a period of time, if you've got a play that you feel confident is going to get you that first down, and in this case, close out the game, is there ever a period on that field where you simply say, can't do it?
Yeah. Well, again, Glenn, I don't know. I mean, each situation's different. I'd have to evaluate, you know, the situation, the game, the play, the defense. You know, everything's different. So I don't think there's a generic. There's not a generic answer to that question.
But
I would just say whatever the decisions are, whatever decision I make is what I feel is best for our football team, gives us the best chance to win, and that's based on a whole number of things, you know, which I don't even know what they all are, because they all, you know, could change from game to game, situation to situation, personnel, opponent, so forth and so on. I don't know. I can just tell you that's the way I felt yesterday, and I felt good about what we did. Just unfortunate that it didn't work out.
Up by seven.
Hold on for a second, Frank. It is the play, though, that's the most important, because I want to make sure I get this right. You mentioned
that
the
other night. I don't think you ever want to run a play you don't have confidence in a critical situation.
No, but is that the overall factor? If you have that play.
Well, if you don't have a good play, I don't think you're going to want to. Think you're going to want to call something like that in a critical situation. So,
okay, but if you've got the play, is the situation become secondary at that point?
Well, no, I think they're tied together.
I think I know most of the factors, or a good number of the factors. Was part of the factor the fact that you'd run up 450-plus yards of offense already? Did that help make the decision?
Well, I would say, yeah, the general fact that overall we, you know, we're having a good offensive day. I mean, our execution was pretty good. We'd moved the ball pretty consistently against that defense. We picked up a lot of third downs. We'd thrown it well. We protected it well. Sure, that added in the confidence. But, you know, again, I think the whole situation, I mean, fourth and two, you know, a lot different than fourth and seven. And, you know, we felt like we could complete a pass for 2 yards there and pretty much end the game. So
actually, it was less than two. It was about five. Yeah. I would say 5 or 6 feet.
I don't know, whatever it was.
But on that drive on first down, Falk gets no gain. You're still at the 20. Then West catches that 8-yard pass. Now, if I understood you correctly earlier in your press conference, so it was kind of right there and then you decided you were going to go for it on fourth down after that 8 yards.
We're certainly getting ready at that point. You know, because we're there at third and whatever it is, third and one and a half, third and two, thinking, okay, well, what. You know, so we, you know, we ran, you know, we thought was a good play there on third and two, and you know, Wes was open there and had a little bit of pressure, and you know, Powers ended up breaking it up on the sidelines. But you know, while that play was going on, we were already talking about fourth down.
Did they? Brady threw twice to the right. He threw on the right on that time. Was there anything that you did that you thought they were able to anticipate the play? Because, like I said, the coverage was very tight. Of course, it's going to be tight, but they seemed to roll up right on it real quickly.
Well, they were just in straight man-to-man coverage, Fred.
Did you look back and see later on the film that did you think that he caught the ball and controlled it to the 30-yard line?
You know, I just saw the play here for the first time, a couple minutes ago. In the coach's copy, it's a high shot, you know, from up in the stadium, so you don't get a great look at it. It's obviously pretty close.
Would you have challenged it if you had a timeout left?
Well, of course, you have nothing to lose at that point.
Right.
That's right. Going into it, down the stretch, in making that decision without a timeout, what caused the timeouts to be burnt on the opening play? On the opening.
Well, at that point in time, we were just trying to make sure that we had everything. You know, the situation changed a little bit. I mean, it's not like it's the middle of the first quarter. So we wanted to make sure that we had everything right in the way we were calling it, and there was, you know, part of the play that was could be checked and all that. And so, you know, we just wanted to make sure that we had it right. So, we took the time out there to make sure that there wasn't any miscommunication on the execution of it.
Was there confusion there earlier because Wes Welker looked to the sideline and he called a timeout earlier in the quarter?
Yeah, at the start of the third quarter, we had a play called and the formation was wrong, and Wes recognized it, and I think he did the right thing at that point. You know, he knew that what we had called, we weren't lined up properly to run, and he saw that there was a mistake in our alignment, so yeah, he took time out there.
Did the offensive play calls change any bit in the fourth quarter, you're up by 17, the approach offensively?
No, we're still trying to score.
You didn't go shorter. You kept the same pretty much.
No. I mean, I don't think you want to do that against the Colts. I think you try to, you keep running your offense, especially if it's going good. We didn't. We had our game plan at that point, and, we're trying to score just like we were in the first three quarters.
Were they bringing extra rushers in the second half? More so than the first?
Not really. I mean, a little bit at the end of the game, what you would expect. But I would say up until about the middle of the fourth quarter, not really.
They don't blitz any more than they did before with Corio as their defensive coordinator?
Oh, yeah. They blitz a little bit more than they did in previous years. But
right.
I'm saying that I think compared to the way they played their other games this year, they blitz probably about those same percentages. And then, a little bit later at the end of the game when they're behind.
If Homer had looked like he did a pretty good job in Freeney, Mathis seemed to be a little bit more disruptive than Freeney, having more success on Kazier.
Well, I mean, those are two real good pass rushing ends. I think that, Nick and Sebastian both did a good job on them. Anytime you go against those guys for, whatever it was, 70 plays, they're going to have a couple plays now. But, I thought that that Nick and Sebastian competed well. We got some help from our backs and at times from, the tight ends or the guards, that kind of thing. But, overall, that controlling those defensive ends was – probably as good as we blocked them since we played them.
It's interesting. There were so many good things in this game, and yet it's such a disheartening loss that by the end of it, people don't remember an awful lot of it. Kyle Arrington, who had a couple of special team tackles early on in the ball game. I mean, there were a lot of little things. When you look back at this film today, how do you evaluate it? Do you look at all of that stuff and try to say, okay, we lost the ball game, but all of this other stuff has taken us to the next step?
Yeah, well, I think anytime you look at the game, that's kind of the way you look at it. Win or lose, you look at the positive things and you try to build on those, and you look at things that you need to improve on or problems that you have, and you try to correct those. Whether you win or lose the game, because those situations could still come up again, and you want to make sure that that we all learn from those.
Going into the game, two good offenses, low scoring defenses. I think they're 1-2 in the league. Special teams could be the difference. I thought special teams covered well. It's a good returns, and the kickoffs are excellent. How much of a advantage did you guys have on special teams? Looked like it was a little bit of an advantage to your side, especially with that run back by Welker.
Yeah, that was a big play. We were close on a couple other returns, one punt return and at least one other kickoff return. We were really close to having a big play on. But I thought that aspect of it was pretty good. Again, we only had the one real, long return to show for it. But, like I said, there were plays that we were that we were pretty close on, and I thought overall our coverage was good. They almost came out on that last kickoff return, and Terrence Wheatley made a nice tackle there in the open field. But, you know, for the most part, I thought that we covered pretty well.
Did your defense get tired in the second half, particularly the fourth quarter? Were they you were lacking some of your regular players and some other injuries happened? Did the guys get a little bit gassed?
I think we hung in there pretty well, Steve. Anytime you play a full game, I think you're a little more a little more tired in the fourth quarter than you are in the first quarter, and I'm sure that's true of their players too. So, you know, I think that's part of the wear of the game. But no, I thought that we still, I thought we were still competing pretty well. I didn't think conditioning was a big issue.
You lost two guys, Bandicane and Nikovich, during the course of the game, and they're in a hurry up. Offense, did that prevent you from bringing the personnel you needed at certain times out
well,
there?
Well, both Rob and Tully would have played. They would have probably played a decent amount of snaps. I don't know exactly how that would have worked out, but we could have. They would have had an opportunity to play, and we didn't have them. And then that also rippled down into the kicking game because both those guys are involved in the kicking game, which means that other players had to fill in for them there. So we were. Playing with a couple less players in the second half or later on in the game than what we started with.
Well, how much nickel and dime were you playing as opposed to the regular defense? And was that a factor of some of your injuries with Ty Warren and Jarvis?
Well, not really. That's what we were planning on doing anyway. We weren't really in any regular defense other than down there on the goal line. Mm-hmm. So it was really it was all some version of nickel or dime. Most of it was five defensive backs and a little bit of six defensive backs, but mostly five.
Clock it off the line a few times early without getting bumped. Was that just a mistake, or did they intend to let him go without getting bumped off the line?
Well, they ran a couple play-action passes where he, where we kind of lost him on the fake-in, and he got up the field a little bit. But really, that wasn't a big problem after that. I mean, they got us on it, and then, we talked about that, and I think that, the players did a pretty good job on that, and I'm going to say we controlled him. I mean, he had, two decent catches, and we don't want to see him get those, but, he wasn't, he had really had two plays.
First half, I think they punted more than they ever punted since 1992.
Six times.
Second half, he seemed to be much more accurate. Is anything that changed? A couple of ducks he threw and slipped out of his hand, but some of the passes he made in the second half were just tremendous. Was there any coverage that changed or a lack of or something he did different or picked up on?
I don't think we changed a lot. I mean, we tried to mix things up on him so he couldn't get into, knowing exactly what we were going to do, where we were going to be on everything. And, we had a couple turnovers there, but for the most part, it comes down to, like it usually does, execution. And, Manning's a great quarterback, and Reggie Wayne is, a tremendous receiver. I mean, several of the plays he made last night were just, exceptional. I mean, I don't know how many other receivers in the league would have made those plays, A, to get open, and B, to make the catch, and C, for the ball to be thrown, so accurately that it was, it was a perfect pass. And so, I thought Jonathan Wilhite really did a good job on Reggie, but, a couple of those plays, it's hard to say, well, you should have done this differently. You kind of just got to say, it was a great throw, it was a great route, it was a great catch. And, you can't, sometimes those, in the National Football League, sometimes you have those plays, they're just hard to stop.
The one he threw in the alley that Wayne cut in, went through about four guys, and his hands just popped out. The receiver, the cornerback, that was right in front of him, and he made an unbelievable passing catch.
Couldn't even see the ball. Yeah, it's hard to – I don't think there's really too much you can say to the defenders on that. It's when they play the leverage that they should be playing, and they have pretty good position on the receiver, and, the ball just gets in there in a 5 or 6 inch space that it's the only place it could be, and that's where it is. I mean, that's – it's tough. But, we had other plays. We had other opportunities that we certainly could have, we could have coached and played better in, and that would have definitely helped us, in all three phases of the game.
Can I go back to Vollmer on Freeney? It seemed like he had single he was on one-on-one for most of the game. A little bit of chipping with Falk and maybe a tight end during the course of the game.
Stand back.
And he seemed to handle them very, very well. We saw the spin on both sides. Is it the fact that he's just so big and he has a great base that a guy like Freeney doing that spin move has trouble getting by him, or is it his footwork or a combination of the two, Bill?
Well, I think it's always a combination, Glenn. One thing that helps the tackles is length, height, long arms, and just being able to stretch out and keep the defender away from you. And also, as they're running by, like up the field and around the corner, to be able to push them, you know, those extra few inches beyond the quarterback. And I think Tom did a good job, too, of stepping up in the pocket and stepping away from those rushes, and Sebastian and Nick, you know, did a pretty good job of pushing them by. So, you know, length is a big thing. That's why it's hard. You don't see a lot of, 6'2", 6'2½, 6'3" tackles in the league. It's, you know, that length kind of catches up with you, whether it's on a fast guy like Freeney or Mathis, or whether it's on a tall guy, you know, some kind of, 6'5", 6'6" rusher out there that can kind of, reach around those tackles. So, the length, footwork, technique's important. You know, certainly just putting a big guy out there is not the answer, but playing with good technique and good feet and being able to, move with those ends competitively is, it's a big challenge, especially a guy like Freeney. You know, on turf, at home, with the kind of experience he has,
Silent
Sebastian,
count.
Yeah, sure, silent well, count.
He like, well, threw everything at him. He tried to spin outside, spin inside. For a kid that hasn't played much, that was a pretty remarkable performance.
And because of his development, is it possible you might be able to use Matt Light in the future in some different areas on the offensive line?
Well, we can talk about that when Matt, when Matt's back and he's getting closer. He's certainly, making progress. But, right now Sebastian's playing left tackle, and we'll take a look at that, if and when that becomes an option.
Coach, going back to the end of the game, is there any chance your defense might feel slighted by you choosing not to punt?
Well, I would like to think that, our team knows that my decisions are based on what I feel like is best for our football team to give us the best chance to win. And that's that goes for everybody, offense, defense, special teams, and everything else. So, again, I think we had the ball in the hands of, our best player, Brady, with good options on the field, Falk, Welker, Moss. We went to one of them, and, I don't feel bad about that. I just wish we would have been able to convert.
Well, the teams in the past have been more veteran teams. You've got a lot of young guys on the back there. Is there still enough veteran presence for these guys to understand what the team's trying to accomplish in what situation you're describing? I mean, can the young guys handle it? It's easy for young guys to get distracted. I know that.
Yeah. Well.
Sure, you know, there once.
I'd like to think so. Mm-hmm.
I got distracted when I was 35.
There's more to think about. I mean, that was a question that was brought up. Are you going to lose the defense because you made a decision and disrespected them? I'm like,
I have a hard time with that one.
Are you surprised that you're getting, and I don't know how much you've seen of this, because I know you, and I know that you just get back into your shop and work on the next game, called it shop. That Teddy Bruschi, Roddy Harrison, I mean, they're media guys right now. They were in the trenches. They know far more about the inner workings of what you're doing in there than we do. And they're out there being quite critical of you. And Teddy talking about how the defense is going to be riled up here in the next few weeks based on what you did and your decision at the end of the game. That gets you at all?
Yeah. Well, I didn't see Teddy's comments, but. Hey, I have a lot of respect for those guys. Like everybody else, they're entitled to their opinions. So.
You just view them as media guys now. They're just throw them out there. The rest of us,
part of the wolf pack.
Right? Well, I'm still going to continue to coach the team the best that I can and make decisions that I feel are in the best interest of our football team and do things on a week-to-week basis in every game that I feel like give us the best chance to win.
So that
hasn't changed. It's not going to change.
So you feel that was the right decision that you made last night on 4th-and-2?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the Jets game. There's another game coming up on Sunday. We'll talk about it coming up after this 90-second break. Back here on Patriots Monday, we're live down at Gillette Stadium with the Big Show with the coach, Bill Belichick. Last time we saw the Jets, it was week 2, and they caused some difficulty with their various blitzes. How do you turn things around with that team? Obviously, their fortunes have changed a little bit here over the last 4 or 5 weeks, but how do you change with what they're doing defensively with what you guys do?
Well, I don't think they've changed too much defensively, Glenn. I think they still have their package, and they, watching all the other games they play, it looks to me like they're still running the same, you know, their same defensive package that they've run all year, that they ran, you know, that Rex ran in Baltimore. So
it's just a matter of execution for you guys that you didn't execute in that game?
Well, it's a matter of having, you know, a plan that you feel like you can attack it with, and then being able to, you know, make those plays work, you know, defend what, or, you know, handle what they're doing, whether it's blocking them or running routes against their coverages or handling their blitzes or whatever it is.
How much easier is it to push the button? How much easier is it for you playing a team like this a little farther along in the season so your offensive unit's more cohesive? It'll handle that blitz and the adjustments you have to make with it.
Well, I guess we'll find out Sunday.
Well, Wes will be playing this game. I don't think he played in week two. That's one big part of it. But, yeah, you would agree that your offense right now is miles ahead 6 weeks later than it was in week two.
Well, maybe they're ahead defensively, too. You know, we'll see. I don't know. That's why we play on Sunday. We'll see who's where.
A throwback for a second to the last game. Edelman came and played. Was that out of necessity, or was he planning to come into that game?
He was a game time decision. We practiced Friday, and so we wanted to, you know, see how that went and what, you know, how he felt after practice, you know, a day, 2 days after practice, and, you know, how all that went. So that's what we did. And then, you know, before the game, we worked him out, talked to him, and Julian felt good, so we went with him.
Getting back to what Pete was talking about early in the season to now, how much different is it playing the Jets right now in that you've had an opportunity to see an awful lot more of them, a lot more of their quarterback, certainly a lot more of everything that they're doing out there?
Well, I don't think we saw quite a bit of them. We played them the first time. Again, it wasn't like they, you know, had a lot of surprises. I mean, they did what they do. They did it well, and they did better than we did. So, you know, I don't think it's, you know, this is one of these games of, you know, they're going to do a lot of stuff that we've never seen before. They've seen our offense. We've seen their defense. We saw plenty of it going into that game. We've seen more of it.
You have a little bit more book on Sanchez now. And has he matured? I mean, what you've seen of him, has he changed much since the first? Did he get a little bit more acclimated to the NFL or still making some of the rookie mistakes?
Well, I think like any quarterback, you know, he has his – you know, his moments, his good plays, had some plays that I'm sure he'd like to have back. You know, again, as the offense goes along during the course of the year, they add plays and add different patterns and looks, and so is the defense. So those multiples just increase, and looks like, you know, everybody's got more to handle. I mean, defensively you have more to defend. Offensively you have more plays to attack with, and you see more stuff on the defensive side of the ball. So I'm sure he's seeing that. I'm sure it's, you know, every game's a learning experience for him at this point in his career, just like it is for our rookies.
How much better is your offense now than it was then? And is all that improvement basically Brady playing better, or are guys around him playing better too?
Well, I mean, we'll find out this week where, you know, how this game compares to the last game. But just I would say in general that, yeah, I think offensively and defensively on both sides of the ball that our overall communication and execution and you know, timing as groups together, and also in the kicking game, that's improved in every area. Of course, it has for all the other teams, too. So it's, you know, more about, you know, rate of improvement, not, you know, are we better now than we were in September? Well, of course, I mean, I hope so. But so is everybody else. Right. So that's, you know, it's all relative.
You guys have always been able to put the last game in the rearview mirror and move on. Win or a loss, it doesn't seem, what happened last Sunday seemed to affect what happens the following Sunday. But you got a lot more younger players on this team. Do you anticipate any problem with that?
Yeah, well, I think every week's its own entity. So we'll approach this week just like we approach every other week. And that's a start from scratch with our preparations for the Jets, even though we played them before. And, you know, go through the things that we need to do to play well and to win on Sunday. And that's what we do every week. That's what we'll do this week. So it won't be any different.
You don't dwell on this game. You show them the film, put it away, and move on.
Well, yeah, we treat all the games as, you know, basically the same. Once they're over, you look at them, you learn from them. You take the positives, you correct the mistakes, and you get ready for the next team. Some of those things will reoccur, and, of course, some of them won't, that they were just, you know, unique to the Colts, and just like the week before, they were unique to Miami, and some of the plays that they ran aren't the kind that we'll see every week, and some of the things that the Colts did we're not going to see every week. There's certainly carryover principles in all three phases, offense, defense, special teams, and we'll try to correct the things that need correcting, and also reinforce the positive things that were executed well.
Go back. I won't want to go back to any two of them. But how many guys in the NFL, how many quarterbacks you ever played against, can throw the passes that Manning throws?
Not too many.
And you've been through a few of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he hasn't diminished whatsoever. It looks like he even got better.
It's pretty good.
the Jets are one of the top rushing offenses in the league, I believe. Is that out of necessity or out of just talent?
It looks like they've gone a little bit more to running the ball, Steve. Looks like they've kind of, you know, and their play calling, they call more runs. Even with Washington out, with Jones in there, they've done that. I'm not sure if that's a change in philosophy or just they're going with, you know, what's been successful for them. Of course, they had a, you know, big day running the ball out there in Oakland. I think it was over 300 yards. Mm-hmm. And they've had a couple of the big rushing games. So, you know, that might be part of it, too, that it's going well. They have a lot of confidence in it. And, you know, you continue to do things that are successful. So, but whatever the case is, they are running the ball well. And they do have a lot of confidence in their running game. And I'm sure we'll see plenty of it.
Yeah, right now I'm looking it up. They're number one in the league in rushing offense right now. 170 yards. 170 yards a game, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, they've been over 200 a couple times, and I think it was over 300 against Oakland or something like that.
I was going to say, they've had some games that came in bunches for them.
Yeah, Miami game, too, I think. They lost that on the special
teams.
Oh, yeah,
they had a lot more yards. But they also have very good offensive
line. But is that their philosophy, or is some of that due to the teams that they were facing?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not really sure what the reasons were that they did what they did, although, you know, when you start running the ball and it's going good, it makes you want to call more runs, that's for sure. So, you know, when you're running the ball and, you know, it's second and nine and second and ten and third and eight, you know, how many of those do you want to call? So I think, you know, I'm sure part of it has been the success that they're having. Part of it may be their opponent. Part of it may be just the way they want to manage the game. You know, I'm not sure exactly what all the dynamics are there, but I can say I know for sure when it's going good, you want to do more of it, whatever that is.
But since they beat the Patriots, they've lost 5 out of 6, the Raiders being their only win. They have found all sorts of ways to lose games, but this is a must-win game for them, certainly. Is that, do you emphasize that during practice this week as well? They are a desperate team, and you're probably going to see everything from them. If they lose this game, they're probably out of everything.
Yeah, well, I think that's the way we approach every game. We look at every game like we're going to get the other team's best performance, and to tell you the truth, we usually do. So, you know, the Jets and the Patriots, there's no love lost there either way. It's a great rivalry. It's always a tough game with the Jets in this division, and I'm sure it will be on Sunday. So that's what we're expecting, nothing less.
Well, last time you played him, you had to go back and look at a lot of Baltimore film because you didn't have much on Ryan. How much has it changed from his Baltimore blitzing, and now that he has a little
not
bit
much.
Of book? So it's pretty much the same.
It's the same system, yeah. You know, which ones he calls and you know, how they set them up and all that is a little bit dependent on the team they play and how he wants to attack them and, you know, what their threats are. I mean, how he'll handle a good tight end versus how he'll handle a good receiver, how he'll handle a running quarterback versus a more of a pocket passer, you know, things like that. You know, those are things that I'm sure he takes into consideration and you can see some, you know, some tendencies or some differences based on, you know, who he's defending or what he's, you know, what he's trying to take care of. So, but it's all within their same system. I don't think, I've seen all their games here. I don't think there's been too many plays where you got to stop and say, geez, I've never seen them run that one before. Like, what are they doing here? There's not a lot of plays like that.
What percentage of time do they blitz?
Well, it depends on how it's going. You know, sometimes, I mean, yeah. Against Houston in the opener, they must have blitzed 60-70% of the time. There's other games where they've blitzed less. And again, you look at teams like, you know, Miami that ran a lot of, you know, the Wildcat type offense against them. Well, that's, you know, that's how they play that, and how they play, you know, our quarterback is obviously not going to be the same. So, you know, you want to try to find, you know, common ground or things that maybe, you know, how he plays teams that are sort of like you or that might be doing things that you do, and also how he played us. Of course, they were pretty successful in the game down there against us, so I'm sure that we'll see, you know, those some of those kind of things again.
All right, Coach, what'd you get in, like at 5 a.m. or something like that this morning?
Something like that.
The bus had a problem out there. I got into an accident or something like that, one of the buses. So
one of those days.
Just not a good weekend in Indianapolis. Good luck on Sunday. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Coach.